The floods shall increase, and many will die,
and these floods shall be in diverse places,
places not known before to have such an occurrence. Many mothers' hearts will be saddened. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshire.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 24, verses 3 through 14, quote, "At that time, Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, and the disciples came to him privately, saying, 'Tell us when these things are to happen, and what will be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world?' And in answer, Jesus said to them, 'Take care that no one leads you astray. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and they will lead many astray. For you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Take care that you do not be alarmed, for these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be pestilence and famines and earthquakes in various places. But all these things are the beginnings of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to the tribulation and will put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will fall away and will betray one another and will hate one another. And many false prophets will arise and will lead many astray. And because iniquity will abound, the charity of many will grow cold, but whoever perseveres to the end, he shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world for a witness to all nations, and then will come the end." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lucan at Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994, Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on June 18, 1994. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Oh, directly over Our Lady's statue, I can see now the light has dimmed a bit, and I can see Our Blessed Mother coming forward. She has on a most beautiful white gown. It's pure white like sugar. And all about her, there is a cape that's swirling in the massive winds tonight. The cape that Our Lady is wearing has gold trimming about 3/4 of an inch around the outside of the mantle. Our Lady has on very dainty slippers. They are closed, but on each foot of the slipper, there is a small golden rosette. Our Lady looks absolutely beautiful. Now, I hadn't noticed, since my full concentration was on my Blessed Mother, I looked up and there's Jesus now coming through the clouds. There are white clouds all surrounding him, and he's coming forward now. He's not walking, he's floating. Our Blessed Mother and Jesus don't walk like we do. They float like they're weightless. Yet Jesus and Our Lady both look as solid as you and I. Our Lady is looking now over her left shoulder, and she sees Jesus coming down, now getting closer to her over the statue, and she's smiling. Our Lady is smiling. Now they are standing both together. Our Lady is on Jesus' right side, and now they're standing in perfect unity above the statue. I would say at least maybe 15 or 20 feet now above the statue. Now, our Lady is looking around, and she's taking from about her waist her rosary, the rosary with the golden Our Fathers and what appeared to be the rainbow's colors of the Hail Marys on Our Lady's beads. I do believe that the beads change color as Our Lady turns in each direction. Now, Our Lady is looking up to Jesus. He's standing there. Jesus has nothing on his head now, no cowl. See, he has on a cape, a beautiful red velvet cape, which is held together, fastened by a bow made of like gold silk cord about his neck. Jesus' hair is blowing slightly in the wind. Now he's looking over to his mother and nodding with a smile. Our Lady now is taking out her rosary from about her waist, and she's blessing the people on her right like this, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is looking at Our Lady and nodding his head, and the Blessed Mother has touched now her lips with her first forefinger, which indicates directly that one must listen now and repeat. My child and my children, our hearts are surely gladdened by all who have come here to the sacred grounds to be with me and my son on this wonderful occasion. It was many years ago that I came unto you, my child Veronica, for a reason, and this reason has been accomplished by the mere fact that the words from heaven have reached every major nation in the world, and the United States and Canada. The European market for the message has been plentiful and fruitful. Know, my children, that nothing has been wasted. No act of charity has been wasted. And none shall say that they didn't try, because that is also the secret of success into the kingdom of God, is that you will try to follow in my son's steps. Now, Lady is turning over and looking at Jesus and motioning. Now, Jesus, he's not moving his lips the way Our Lady does. It's actually the only human way I could say is that he transfers his being, the Holy Spirit, within you to kind of like take you over so that you could be a voice box for heaven. Now Jesus is nodding, and he's now touching his first fingers to his lips like this. My child and my children, we come with a joyful heart for all who have come to these sacred grounds. But our hearts are heavily laden with grief because so many are still on the road to perdition. Ignorance may give them a short reprieve in Portugal, my children. There's something I must tell you. In Portugal, I have made an appearance there, and I was among those who did not know me because of the state's appointments. States, S-T-A-T-E-S, appointment. My child and my children, you do not recognize the floods that had been set upon you. These floods shall increase, and many will die, and these floods shall be in diverse places, places not known before to have had such an occurrence. Many mothers' hearts will be saddened. Also, my children, I have tried to warn you through my mother and countless other personages from heaven to prepare, for you are fast heading for a war. the Third World War, the war that shall make mankind extinct, but for the few who are chosen to keep up the faithful and the true banner before mankind, the faithful and true banner that states, this is my Jesus.
We'll pause here for a moment before going on to Veronica's next vision. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. We have a tremendous book titled The Awesome Fatima Consecrations. What are these Fatima consecrations? What makes them awesome? Why are they so critical for these times and these last days? How and why are they ignored and disobeyed? Why do the highest Roman Catholic Church officials lie about their terrible sins of disobedience regarding the Fatima consecrations? Has Russia been converted? Has Russia been conquered? Have Russia's errors been eradicated? You need to know the answers to these questions. Your safety and eternal salvation will depend upon having these answers. Discover the hidden facts in this exciting book by Father Paul Trenchard titled The Awesome Fatima Consecrations. This book could bring about these consecrations and save us from untold misery and suffering. You must read this extraordinary book. It is available for $10 plus $3.50 shipping and handling, and can be ordered from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. We have a 24 answering service. Just call 616-698-6448 for this extraordinary book titled The Awesome Fatima Consecrations for a total of $13.50, which includes shipping and handling. The total of the holy hours pledged before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament is 42,134. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and Our Lady will appear over the old church building very soon, as she has promised. Also, please pray we will have many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady of the Roses prophecy on this radio station. In the Bible, in St. John chapter 6, it tells that the Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you cannot have life within you." That's John chapter 6, verses 52 and 53. If Jesus did not mean what he said, why would he have turned to the apostles, to whom he would give the power to change bread and wine into his flesh and blood, and say, "Will you also go away?" In other words, will you too not believe and walk away and refuse to believe me? Those who heard Christ speak in the doctrine of the real presence, coupled with the attitude of our Lord, prove the authenticity of the literal meaning. It simply is not possible to interpret these words of Jesus in any other way except in reference to the actual reception of his body and blood. The circumstances of the Last Supper give added reason for taking Christ's words literally. He continued to reaffirm his words, which the Jews found so difficult to accept, by saying only a moment later, "My flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink." That's John chapter 6, verse 56. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.tldm.org. We have just made a major update on our homepage. We have the End Times Prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, the Directives from Heaven, miraculous pictures, this radio program, actual recordings of the message, and much more. Don't miss it. Tell your family and friends about it. To visit These Last Days Ministries on the internet at www.tldm.org. TLDM, which stands for These Last Days Ministries, .org. And now we again return to the Bayside End Time Prophecies given on June 18, 1984. We continue at a point where Veronica is describing a vision.
Now, Jesus is going over slowly towards the top of the statue. He's standing there now and looking all about him. There seems to be something very serious happening because he can barely talk. Jesus' voice is choked with emotion. My child and my children, you must keep the message from heaven going throughout the world with haste, great haste, for no one knows the day or the hour. But we have recognized the signs and have given these to you, my children. The Eternal Father knows all and sees all and knows every heart that has been placed upon earth. However, the Eternal Father has said there will be a great destruction upon mankind very soon because of their lack of listening to the cautions of my mother and our appearances throughout the world. War is a punishment for man's sins. There will be wars and more wars, and yet their hearts are hardened and their ears have deafened to the fact that this can happen in the United States, Canada, and any part of the world that the enemy has infiltrated into. My child, this is not a lesson in politics. This is but a lesson of reality. What will happen if you do not accept the messages from heaven and pray, do penance, do much to help my mother in her mission? For so many are needed, so many prayers are needed for those poor souls who have no one to pray for them. You ask my child countless times in the power of God, why do you not just take them from the earth and cure them of their illness, the illness of ignorance and the illness of avarice? My child, there is one thing you must understand. Man has a free will and shall not be forced through the gates of heaven. He must come of his own free will. Many prayers and penances that have taken place throughout the world and given to those souls who need them most have saved many from purgatory. The day will come when all of you will understand fully the message from heaven and the existence of hell, purgatory, and heaven. Do not let those who preach heresy change your hearts and take you away from my church. Your vicar is in great danger. Once more, there is a plot now afoot against him. He has many enemies. Though he has a loving heart, he has many enemies, as so did I upon the cross. My children, you will all pray your rosary daily, even if it means to stop the work you are doing. You will excuse yourself and retire to a quiet place in your office threshold. The rosary must be said at least once a day, the 15 decades. All who pray the rosary and wear my scapular shall be saved. All who place the crucifix upon their front doors shall be saved like the passing of the Lamb. My child and my children, I do not have to stress to you the numbers of young souls that are being destroyed in wars that are going on now throughout your world. Do not become complacent, my children. Do not think that this cannot happen here and there is no danger. The greatest danger for the United States and Canada comes from infiltration into every manner of business and even the Holy Church of God. Satan has entered upon the world some time ago as my mother expressed to you. And he roams now like a ravenous wolf. And if you do not keep your sacramentals about your neck, the chances are 99%, my children, that you will fall. If you understand the necessity of the brown scapula, you will understand also the necessity of keeping yourselves in the world, but not of the world.
You have just heard part of the Bayside End Times prophecies given on June 18, 1984. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine, from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now, my first testimony I have here is from New York. It says, to Our Lady of the Roses, in thanksgiving to Our Dear Lady of the Roses for a favor granted after attending the June 18th vigil. My husband was out of work for 8 months, has found a job to meet our needs, allowing me to remain at home with our children and homeschooling, thanks to Our Lady of the Roses. Now my next testimony here is from Pennsylvania. To Our Lady's workers, I must report this miracle. One of my sons, John, works in a body shop, making cars look new after accidents. He has worked on cars for 10 years. Last month, after undercoating a car, for whatever reason, the fumes created a small ball of fire. And when John saw this, he proceeded to back up. The ball became bigger. The fire hit his face and arms. John immediately rolled on the floor to put out the flames. My other son, Joe, who works with John, saturated him with water. John was taken to a burn center. His face and hands and arms were burnt. They said that he needed skin grafting on his left arm and hand. When this accident happened, I knew John wore his scapula and rosary. I knew instantly that his chest would not be burnt. And it was not touched. People cannot believe that his eyes were not burnt. After a week, all burns were healed and there was no scars. We thank Jesus and Mary so much. We know who the protectors and healers were. And then that is signed. Now I have another one from California. To Our Lady's workers, for some time I've wanted to write to you to tell you how heaven's messages through you helped me to finally complete my conversion to becoming a faithful and true member of the body and soul of the only true church on earth, the Holy Roman Catholic Church. After 15 long years of agonizing about taking that final step of joining the Roman Catholic Church, I finally did. I had also started wearing a miraculous medal and sporadically prayed Our Lady's Rosary, as well as teaching my three young sons to pray the Rosary too. But my husband, who is presently an Anglican, did not want me to become a Roman Catholic. He had been raised to be a Baptist, then he became a Lutheran with me, as a compromise between our two denominations in 1970, and had become Episcopalian with me in 1975. I was raised in the Episcopal Church. He had also become a Freemason in 1965 and did not want me to become a Catholic. In October 1989, I felt such a strong pull by God to become a Roman Catholic, that I told the priest where I had been having items blessed that I wanted to become a member as soon as possible. He had talked with me many times and decided I didn't need to go through the RCIA process after 15 years of studying Roman Catholicism. He had me call a good Catholic friend to be my sponsor. And 2 days later, I was finally a member of Our Lord and Our Lady's Church. The Bayside messages came into my hands in January 1988. My husband and I had gone to a mall to a book sale. I had prayed to God to guide me with the Holy Spirit the right books to buy and read. No sooner had I prayed when I turned and I picked up Roses from Heaven, published by the Children of Mary in Orange, Texas. And then I also picked up the Baltimore Catechism and the Holy Bible, Douay Rheims version. These convinced me the Holy Roman Catholic Church contains the treasure of the true faith and offers its members the most wonderful gift of all, our Lord himself, his body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Holy Eucharist. I no longer had to worry whether Anglican orders were valid or not. I could openly love and honor our Blessed Mother Mary. My middle son said, "Now you can quit being a closet Catholic, Mom. Please continue to share the messages from heaven to the peoples of the world." And then that is signed. And that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.
These Last Days Ministries has been brought to you by These Last Days Ministries, Incorporated.